You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Avneet, and today joining us on the phone line is Melbourne-based tax lawyer Joel Benjamin. Joel, welcome to SBS Punjabi. Well, there was a recent case in the tribunal where an Indian woman appealed against a tax assessment. Well, she contended that she must be exempted from paying the tax because the said property was her home, which is legally referred to as her principal place of residence. So tell us about this particular legal provision in Victoria.
Yeah, so land tax cases and residency cases, which are quite similar, very much based on the facts. It's quite often said that tax cases are fact cases, and there's a need for the taxpayer to prove the exemption that they're claiming. They bear the onus of proof, and so much of that comes down to documentation and evidence that they can admit to support their argument.
So this particular tax is levied on all land?
This land tax is, it's generally applied to any land unless an exemption applies, such as certain farming land or people's main residence, known as the principal place of residence in the land tax world, which is the most common exemption that people would come across. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of often assumed that it would apply to someone's home, and they can just almost choose if they own more than one property that the property that it applies to, but there is a level of proof required and conditions that have to be met in order to be entitled to the exemption.
And do these laws vary from, you know, state to state? Is it different in Victoria and, you know, probably different in NSW or Northern Territory or anywhere else?
It's a good question, because land tax is a state-based tax. So the basic principles in relation to this exemption are pretty generic apply to most states, but the precise wording and conditions do vary. So it's important that you do obtain advice from practitioners with experience in that jurisdiction. But although the fundamental principles are common between states.
And what happens if a person fails to pay the land tax for the relevant property? For instance, are there any penalties?
Yes, so there's also an onus on the taxpayer to make a notification to the revenue office if they feel that they haven't met the requirements of an exemption and land tax should be payable if they haven't been assessed. And people sort of might ask, you know, why would I volunteer that information if I haven't been assessed, even if I think I should? But as you pointed out, penalties and interest can apply, and so to avoid that, it's important to get on the front foot and be proactive with volunteering information to the revenue office.
Is there a way to get it assessed? Like, you can approach the department and ask them why they've been levied, or get a clarification? Is there a way out or redressal system?
Yeah, there is an objection process. So if you've received an assessment and you feel it's incorrect, either because the revenue office isn't aware of all the facts or it hasn't applied the law correctly, you can object to the assessment. Importantly, in Victoria, you must object within 60 days of the issue date on the assessment, or you have to make what's called an out-of-time objection and provide reasons for the commissioner to accept your submission as an out of time objection.
Mm-hmm. And is this tax imposed as in the amount directly proportionate to the land area that you're buying or have bought?
Yeah, it's what's called a progressive rate, which means the rates increase as the value of the land increases, and it's based on the site value, which is essentially the land value as opposed to the market value of the land and buildings like you'd pay ordinarily when you purchase the land. And so you can see the site value generally on your rates notice. That's generally the value that the Revenue Office uses for the purposes of their assessments.
People who are looking to invest, into properties, buying properties for investment, is there a way to minimize such land tax payments?
Unless a certain exemption applies, such as land being used for public uses, there are certain exemptions or farming purposes, the rates will just apply based on the value. But there is a surcharge rate for land being held in trust. And the reason for that is that in Victoria, land held in trust are not grouped with lands held in other entities. So you won't have the issue of a higher rate being paid because of the land in the trust being aggregated with other land. So to compensate the Revenue Office for that, a surcharge rate is applied for trusts. So it's for potential investors, it's worth considering what land they currently hold and what entities those lands are held in, and whether it's worth setting up a new trust for a new property purchase.
Thank you so much, Joel, for making the time and speaking with us.
No problem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.